Ruthann, did we have anybody else?
That was the last person I had that signed up. I'm not sure if there's anybody else in the meeting that wants to speak up.
I would ask that if there is, now would be the time.
No.
Nope. Okay. So just to kind of wrap up this section of our this process here, I did want to just quickly circle back to Ms. Clark just to see if anything in those comments that you've heard that you wanted to respond to, elaborate on, or provide any clarification to. I apologize for putting you on the spot. I should have given you that heads up. My apologies. Yeah. Didn't mean to do that.
I think probably the only thing that immediately comes to mind that I would add is that there is some discussion in the basis statement about this, but the department, you know, does plan to proceed with additional discussions about environmental justice and also looking at it more broadly from a departmental perspective. And so that is something that at some point in the future, you know, the board would hear more about. And I think that's related to the question about the specific standards within the environmental justice provision to some extent. I think that we are, there are a number of standards in the rules that do not have specific submission requirements. They, for various reasons. And I think we were looking at this as being one of those that, you know, first of all, it would be extremely difficult to identify a set of circumstances around which we would design a set of specific prescriptive submissions for something like environmental justice. So that is one of the reasons that that was not included, but it doesn't mean that at some point in the future, you know, we could not come forward with more detail and more clarity around that issue.
Thank you. Okay, with that, before the board moves into deliberations, I am going to suggest a 15-minute break. We'll reconvene and we'll move into our deliberations. So let's take a quick break, folks.